crossover is.
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossovers.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you were going to tell me something.
No, it's not for on-air consumption.
Will Honus is in the portal.
Oh.
What did he say?
Will Honus.
Oh, I thought he said Keaton Slovis. I was like, well, yeah.
He's back.
7th year. He'll go play some more 7th year.
Yeah.
No, that's tough. That's tough.
That's probably a good decision. There's some competition in front of him.
Back-to-back ACLs.
Yeah,
Will Honus.
And you know what? It took him forever to get used to playing in that system. And then he found a home, and then he got hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, he was making a case for one of the most improved before he got hurt again.
He was. He was.
But I don't think what he wants, if you're coming back to play your last year, you want to play a lot. Uh-huh. I don't think he.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's moving.
There's some guys in there.
Well, he's moving out. That's where he's moving.
Boom.
Roasted.
Got it.
Weird.
Thanks. What was your favorite Will Honus moment?
I don't know. He came clean against somebody, and everybody lost their gourd.
Yeah, he had a couple that first year.
He played well against Iowa, I think, his last year.
It might have been Wisconsin. It was a game in which I remember saying on Twitter, "It's tailor made for him because he could play downhill." So it had to be Iowa or Wisconsin.
And that would have been what, before the first injury or after the first injury?
It was after the first injury when he was
20?
On the comeback, yeah. He came downhill and smoked a guy coming clean on a blitz.
So when did he get hurt? When did he get hurt for the last time?
Well, he got hurt in spring ball.
Yep.
In spring ball this okay,
yes.
Got it.
And it was an ugly injury.
Muffins.
So we just shared our favorite Will Honus moments. What was your favorite moment of DeAndre Jackson committing to Nebraska?
I like the tweet. I like the tweet afterwards.
But the tweet, like, in uniform was pretty good.
Yeah,
that was not the only moment.
I like that on his tour, he disputed the rumors that he was back in the portal.
Yeah. Oh, when he said, don't believe all the...
You guys putting that out there?
Remember when we had a situation where was this the Riley era where recruits were on campus tweeting at other programs or other programs were tweeting at Nebraska recruits while they were on their visits here? Because they got, what's his name, that went to Tennessee that was a Missouri kid, Rushan Mixon.
Yeah.
He was on his Nebraska visit and Missouri was tweeting at him.
Cool.
And he ended up at Tennessee at the end of his career, I believe.
Nothing like player on player crime.
Oh, social media is everything now. I mean, look at guys' tweets. Like, look at the Purdy
family. Currency.
Do you think the Purdy family had a good trip here?
Well, I'm
sure.
Do
you think they looked more excited to be pictured with Brent Venables?
Oh, this is a good
than
game.
They did than
with Mark Whipple.
Mark Whipple. And they know Mark Whipple longer.
Mom just looks happy in every airplane.
Oh,
yes,
Mom. Mom's very excitable. Maybe. I think Mom would be pretty active if her son chose to come here.
He needs a new look, by the way. I'm over the whole turtleneck thing from Dakota Rain. It's Dakota Rain Prescott.
Purdy? Or Chubba?
No, Dakota Rain Prescott wearing the turtlenecks in his pressers.
Oh.
That was pre-
He's got a look.
That was pre him egging on the fans to throw things.
I thought you were talking about Purdy with his...
appears to enjoy the recruiting process.
He does appear that way, yes.
He looks like a good, fraternity guy.
For sure. Yeah. Abercrombie.
How many games has he played?
Well, he hasn't played many.
A few.
Yeah.
He's been around for a while, but he's healthy now.
Reconstructive shoulder surgery. What's today, the 16th?
17th.
Yeah, we better get to cracking. However that's going to look.
I mean, is he a priority? Are the OC and the head coach visiting him again today?
Yeah, I don't know. Is Nebraska offering quarterbacks offers currently? Is there a couple that went out in Kansas? They didn't. Glance is going to Iowa State. What else they got in the hopper?
Hey, was Glance was that a scholarship deal?
Not to be confused with Happer.
Preferred walk-on.
That's kind of what I thought.
But there's not a lot of quarterbacks on campus in Ames right now.
Yeah, I think that's why he chose that over
that's
Lincoln.
That's why he's betting on himself. Twitter. Yeah.
Well, go ahead then, Nate. I would bet on Nate. He'll figure it out.
He had Jake Waters in his ear.
Nate will be a definitely a big personality in Ames.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
I
hope he gets, you know what, there is though, I like him. Again, I think outside of.
He has some Purdy to his game.
Well, so Brock Purdy has moved on after playing for 12 years.
I mean, doesn't he? Kind of scramble, make it happen.
I think their number one quarterback right now is Hunter Deckers. They don't have a lot of quarterbacks in that room. That's why it's a good.
Thought you were
going to
say Hunter Johnson. Oh, wait, he's on the move
he's
again.
He's back in the portal too.
I'm shocked though.
Now he has to sit out. Doesn't he have to sit out?
Yeah, he didn't graduate. I don't think.
Well, because you get a free one.
Unless he graduated.
Okay.
Because then he could go as a grad transfer.
But did that happen before the rule went into effect? Yeah, so do you get that?
I don't know.
How does that work?
If you're a five-star quarterback and you couldn't play at Clemson, you couldn't play Northwestern, where are you going?
Yeah, what's your next step?
Yeah, I don't know.
You go to Northern Iowa?
I don't know. Maybe Union. They're pretty good.
But what happens,
though? Union is tough.
If you transfer before... And then the thing hit, the rule hit, and that you can transfer for free now. Do you still get the free transfer?
Well, you get one. When that went into place, everybody got free one. But if you want to transfer again, then you have to sit out.
Right.
Yep.
So Johnson would still be able to get the one because I think that happened before the rule went into effect.
Mm.
I would assume that's how it goes. I don't know. I don't know who's taking him though.
So I have a question, and don't just make it about who won and who lost. Who had the better day? Kyle Shanahan, Rich Bisaccia, Zach Taylor, or Mike McCarthy?
Well, we can eliminate Mike McCarthy.
You can throw Kyle out.
He appeared to be trying to lose too.
Yeah.
So which takes us to Bisaccia or Taylor? Uh-huh. And that one was interesting. Who had the best day?
I might take the Raiders.
I guess it's got to be Zach Taylor.
Is it because we like him?
Maybe.
No, because he won. Then he went and gave out a
game
ball.
He went to the bar.
Yeah, he went to the bar in Cincinnati.
That was the coolest video ever, though. He made good. And that's totally his personality. But good on a guy that they wanted to run out. Now he'll never have to buy a drink
Bisaccia
again.
Well, Bisaccia doesn't win the day because he won't have a job. They're not going to keep him. Even though Derek Carr says he's the guy for us. No. You're the Raiders.
Do you see that
final
drive?
You have an open job with the Raiders. The Raiders hired John Gruden. They're not going to hire a guy who is a really, really good football
coach.
Oh,
they're not going to hire the guy that everybody loves, that everybody on the team loves.
The guy that wrote handwritten notes to his players the night before the game, that makes too much sense, and they're not going to hire
him. There's no – yeah, you're actually right. It's a great point.
If you are the Las Vegas Raiders and you are owned by the Davis family, you cannot have a head coach that is named Rich Bisaccia.
They want to win the press conference.
You have to have a name coach in Las Vegas.
Harbaugh.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a guy out there that you think has pick of the litter? And if it is, does it start with Harbaugh?
Everybody's top pick? Is that what you're saying?
That they could call their shot.
Harbaugh or Flores?
See, I think Flores is in the discussion.
Yeah, I don't think Harbaugh is. I think Harbaugh has.
I definitely think Flores is.
I think Harbaugh is saying all the right things, but I think he would like to go back to Michigan with a little bit more money in his checking account.
You think he likes his roster?
Say it's a move? It's a move?
You think he likes his roster?
I don't know. The only reason, it came out over the weekend that his only reason that going back to the NFL, a little unfinished business, wants to win a Super Bowl.
He's competitive. He's an alpha.
Yeah. Does he get,
and he is,
how many of those running backs do he get back?
Yeah, I know. Probably Quorum.
Quorum. Not Haskins.
I mean, remember,
Haskins is a dude.
Yes,
it's
he
not
is.
Like they all have some talent coming back.
I mean, no Ojabo, no Hutch.
Yeah. Got a quarterback.
You lose your stalwart
in
the secondary.
You got a quarterback situation.
Yeah. You're going to get, what's his name, that their top wide receiver that got hurt in the first game of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bell.
So, I mean,
remember way back when people thought that was the only way they could make plays in a passing game?
Yeah.
Boy, was that premature.
But if he's going to go somewhere, he's going to look at the situation and go, can I be in the Super Bowl in 2 or 3 years? If I'm coming back to the NFL, I got to be in the Super Bowl in 2 to 3 years.
You certainly could, and Miami puts you in that discussion right away. Oh, no, you're going to have to hurdle, Kansas City and Buffalo, but
That would be the job, right? That would be the desirable job.
I don't know.
Because you got to remember about the owner.
There's one kind of land in the cut that I think is better than people are giving it credit for. Minnesota is a good job.
Minnesota.
That's a good roster in a lot of spots. You got to make
Aaron
you got a little
out of the division.
You got a little tinkering to do, and it's a winnable division without A-Rod.
Your salary cap situation. But other than that, you would be inheriting a good roster with a Kirk Cousins decision to make. And you got an owner that definitely is all in. You got a great team facility, and
I'm
you play
you,
in a great
people
stadium.
Can hate on Cousins all they want. I'd take him in Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Over Roethlisberger.
No, just in general. Give me Cousins or Garoppolo. I'll take Cousins all day long.
So I guess
long.
The question would be like Cousins or, you know, the field, or what are you going to get? And I think it's
probably Gardner
Cousins.
Minshew.
It's probably Cousins.
Minshew or Bust, baby.
So if Jimmy G is the most high-profile.
Hey, he won with that guy.
Hey, if Jimmy Garoppolo is the most high-profile guy available, Rodgers stays, Wilson stays, Watson stays with Flores in Houston. I'm just putting that out there. Are you disappointed?
Could Watson go back to that ownership?
But if you want Brian Flores and he says, I got to have Deshaun Watson.
That's his. They appear to have a nice little relationship, which obviously the rest of the brass in Miami didn't appreciate.
They did not.
If Jimmy G is the top guy available, are you disappointed?
No.
You want Jimmy G in Pittsburgh? Because you can follow the same blueprint that the Niners are doing right now.
If I could win nine with
ball,
Ben throwing the ball
defense.
4 yards down the field,
it's all relative,
hey,
I know
right?
I know you laugh, but for people that haven't followed Pittsburgh this year, when late in the second quarter, when their deepest target was 4 yards, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I thought how is this happening in the NFL with Smith-Schuster,
where
Johnson,
were you
Washington,
when he was 26 of
Friar
44
Muth.
For 121 yards?
Well, I was doing the math. I was like, wow, that percentage isn't good.
Yeah,
And anytime they have him pass it further than 4 yards, it looked like it took all the strength in his body.
I don't even know what that was.
So much.
Hey, but my favorite, is Matt Canada. Blame Canada. And I don't just mean the X.
No. 2 minute drill.
Dude.
The delayed handoff.
What was that?
Great.
Yes.
Hey.
The fake handoff and then hand it off to the same guy that you faked it to. I like that.
It was, I don't even know what this is supposed to be. Me neither. I have no idea.
But you're all building a statue for your guy outside the stadium.
Okay, but listen. So if Zach Taylor had the best day of those four, who won the day between Collinsworth, Romo, and Aikman?
Oh.
Well, I better throw in Drew Brees.
Well, Drew Brees is out.
Well,
you can't do that.
Eliminate Brees.
So let's start with Aikman because he began the day. He didn't want to be
in
Tampa.
Dude, that was actually funny, though.
Aikman didn't want to be in Tampa.
Some people might like to call that.
Say, well, who would?
And he was getting upset with Jalen Hurts in the
offense. He tried to backtrack. He goes, who wouldn't? You know? And then his who he's working with was like, yeah, he's talking. Yeah, Joe Buck, right. He was talking about Michaels and Collinsworth?
My man Romo trying to explain or defend or I don't know what that was with the McCarthy thing, but there was a stretch in there where neither coach, it would have just been a hard game to do.
So I hear from Cowboy fans that they like Romo, but they don't want Romo doing a Cowboy game. And yesterday was pretty evident.
Hey, did you see on social media though? It finally hit people. Like I was watching, somebody was mad. One of the national guys was mad at Romo. And I was just following along in the timeline and it was like, well, Romo started out being really good, but it's almost like he doesn't do game prep anymore.
Jim! This is what we got! Jim! Oh! We got a game!
I like that! He loves football!
Yeah.
I like that!
First year, he was kind of like guessing the plays and like, oh, wow, he's really knowledgeable.
Now, here's the thing
he's just watching the game with really good seats.
Hey, who did
It happened six or seven times where he was like, Jim, this is the game. This is going to decide everything.
Who had the color for Cincy and the Raiders?
That was Breeze.
Drew Breeze.
Yeah. It was Tirico and Breeze.
Was it Breeze?
Yeah.
Okay, because the Hunter Renfro stuff, pre-design, I was like, oh, okay, I'm kind of vibing. But then he got into it, and I should have remembered it was Breece because I was talking about it at the West Side game. But then it got to be post snap. Did you notice that, how it wasn't
it
as
bled into?
It wasn't predetermined anymore. It was, he was watching the play unfold. He'd say, "Hey, listen, he's going to motion this way and the ball would snap, and he's going to get an option route or a choice route on." I'm like, "Well, it's already happened."
Yeah,
it's not cool.
Well, he
anymore.
Tried a couple times. There was one, he was like, "That, I think this is where you got to take a shot," and they like ran a 2-yard play.
Hey, did you hear the back and forth between whether Dallas should have gone for it in the Dallas game?
Which one?
Right after the there's like 10 minutes to go. And whether they would have got the ball back. And I was like,
the one where they were in their own territory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, God, I almost wanted it to just keep going so I could have heard the pros and cons before. But games like that, sometimes you get to a point where you can have too much insight or too much know-how, and it affects what you normally would do because you're too close to the situation or what you normally would say. Sometimes you don't want to be in that position. You'd rather just get it real time so you can not be influenced.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a camera in those CBS games and just see all the nonverbal communication that Jim throws over to Tony, because sometimes it just feels like Tony gets off on a tangent and Jim is staring him daggers and he's like, okay,
well,
Jim.
Hey, when I used to complain, and it's come back up here the last couple of weeks, I kind of let it ride last year. I was like, whatever. Then they got the new television deal, and I was like, oh, okay. But it used to be explained to me that the beauty of it was Nance's patience, that you have to have such a unique relationship, and good on Nance for allowing him the extended deal, because a lot of times it goes way past the play formation and the set. He's still going at the snap, and I'm like, I mean, I'm not good enough, obviously, probably, for people to not talk about me, but I would be reprimanded for that. Right, like the dude would be in your ear.
Oh no,
in
they
the
definitely
truck
let
saying,
him go. They let him go.
Or you'd get some sort of look. Like Kugler would look at me like,
right.
Like
the play's happening.
Zip it.
Yeah. There's a clock, right? 30 seconds you, 30 seconds the other guy.
Oh, it was just crazy. And then you factor in some of the, like when officials are trending on Twitter, it's not gonna be a good weekend. And they were. My man, poor Jerome Bogert.
That what I didn't understand.
The explanation?
Well, the NFL's,
well, any of it,
the
really.
NFL's written explanation, they are lying about it. Like the fans, they lied to us as NFL fans. Everybody heard the whistle. The play should have been dead.
Right.
They let it go. Their explanation.
How about how all three had a different take on it?
Yeah.
Well, Jim doesn't look great.
Whistle blew. Stop play. Oh, the ball's already in the air, man. Play on. Well, and then the rules official was like, I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything.
My thing was, how does that, even if it's an inadvertent whistle, like how does that even get close to get blown? Like they saw the replay, or we saw the replay. He was not close to being out of bounds when he had the football.
Yeah.
Like he very clearly threw it. And the guy right next to him, he was right on top of it. That was where the whistle came from. How does that happen? How does that even come close to happening?
The thing that breaks you up is it's a 7-point game, right? You don't think that that's going to – but it ends up being 7 points, right? And it's like, what do the rules say? Wait, inadvertent whistle, plays dead.
Dead.
Did.
Well, you had that on Saturday – then you had a pun hit the scoreboard at Jerry's World.
Yep.
That stadium was actively rooting against the Cowboys.
Hey, like so what was it about the camera crews that kept getting the fans? They had to be so many GIFs and memes.
Oh, the crying Cowboys lady?
There was still like 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Well, how about the lady that was wearing the
Black fedora?
The Zeke 21. She was all upset, and then they showed her again a little bit later, and so people were starting to, hey, you're on TV, and so she was smiling.
Yeah, and the guy pulled the cigar out of his mouth. He was about to, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't like Dallas. I'm a Steelers guy, so of course I don't like Dallas. But I wasn't reveling in that game yesterday. I kind of felt bad. I felt like
I did too.
I felt bad.
Who are you people?
I know, and I'm not even like that.
You felt bad for the Cowboys?
Well, I did. I want to see a failed pass attempt to end the game.
So it got serious.
No, listen.
It got
That's
serious.
Boring. Listen, what we got was chaos and was great.
You guys don't understand. And the penalties were racking up. That's cool. But I still can't get over the number. And I brought it up again to Shanley. 7 pre-snap penalties. 7. Mm-hmm. To have 7 penalties in a game is a lot.
Right.
Okay? But for them to be pre-snap penalties, you at some point it's like, okay, it's not fight. Like,
and you're the home team?
It's not about them being a rival anymore. Like, I just felt like as...
With the best one being the delay of game on the... We're going to punt it. We're not going to punt it.
Did they not know
the
rules?
Get the punt team off the field.
Did they not know the rules?
I don't think they know the rules that they have to allow San Francisco to get set.
But what was the point in the first place?
Yeah, do your thing. Like, you got to, like, keep it moving.
Yeah,
like,
what did you believe that they were going to throw another pass out of that formation?
Right.
And then they, like, spread out onto the
and
field.
Romo was like, I've seen this before. They're trying to get him to take a timeout.
Hey, see, that's what was driving me crazy. Why would you say that? Because it's not at listen, San Fran isn't going to panic again if the punt team stays out there.
Right. I'm just going to be confused.
I don't even know why he said that.
Right.
And what have you seen before?
No, there's no way.
Because when he does a Cowboy game, he loses it.
You hadn't
he
seen
gets
that
so
before,
invested
though.
In the Cowboys.
Yeah, you made that up. Like you're just in the moment. How is that advantageous? I would have preferred you did a Michaels and Collinsworth the other night with the Staley timeout where because it's so awkward.
Hey, this is awkward.
Hey, listen.
Oh, yeah. They were just making noises to each other. And Collinsworth goes, Michaels goes.
I know. Like, see, that
that's
because sad. That's real.
That's
like, we
be too
all
bad.
Were thinking that.
Now Michaels is being pushed out of the booth because he's old. He's going to go to Amazon. They're pushing him out of the booth. Speaking of old, this is big food news in this town. Anthony's Steakhouse in the Ozone is closing.
Aw.
After 50 years.
Really?
What are they going to do with the big bowl?
I don't know. I think we should acquire that.
That's got to go in a museum.
It'd look great.
We had a little fence outside.
Who's you got to turn your pocket?
Hold on. Of course. You take it to the Durham? How you going to explain that? We got this big cow. It has nothing to do with anything else.
It embodies Nebraska? It should go to Durham. They've had woolly mammoths in there.
This sat in front of a steakhouse for 50 years.
Dude, it's a staple.
This bull didn't know that a bunch of his friends were killed to keep people entertained for 50 years, and he just kept watch on top of the
all
building.
All right, see? Now, can't say anything.
Can we put it in the end zone at Memorial?
I don't know. Maybe a new
a
place.
Bull win steak?
A new place moves in
like,
there.
Like Bull Durham?
Hey, it might be part of the deal. Like a new place moves into where Anthony's is, and you got to keep the bull.
Ooh, that'd be nice. I like that.
Yeah.
You say, can we keep the fridge? Like,
that happened to me. I got a great beer fridge in my garage because of that.
Hey, can the couch stay?
They take it at Warner Park, and you do it like Durham Bulls, like the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, and you put it up in the fence. And you say, "Hit bull, win steak."
Marty, I know you're listening. Make it happen.
Yep.
Would hit that be bu- a hit, hit foul bull, ball?
Hit bull, win steak.
That's what it says.
No, it'd be a pretty beefy accomplishment.
No way. Well, it's got to be
a
your
foul
bowl.
It's a cow, not a chicken.
That'd be a bunch of bull.
But if you hit grass, win salad, I think that says there in Durham.
Something like I kind of like that.
You want Jimmy G?
He wants anybody now that is not named Mason Rudolph or Dwayne.
Okay.
Hey, Collinsworth even mentioned Dwayne Haskins is on
the
roster.
I stopped listening
night.
To Collinsworth about game 4 this year. I don't know what he's on, but it's not the broadcast.
Now here's a guy who doesn't get what I'm doing.
You know what I mean? Like he says some things sometimes where I'm just like, he didn't mean that. He's just talking. You know what I mean? Like it's become, he's like the league spokesman now. He's getting away from like what's going on in the game, right?
That's true.
Right? Yeah. It's like
those guys must have been. They've all been told though to
He's like turned into the league spokesman. Seriously.
Well, not as bad as Breeze, who is Mr. Corporate.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, know what
they
he needs
have to do it to some extent. Though.
Listen, I'm telling he needs a little Coogler in his life. I told this story. Coogler told me one time. He's like, look, man. Basically, he's like, if you ever want to be good at this, stay out of the middle. You're too milquetoast. Nobody wants a waffler. I was like, I can't do this. You can hurt my feelings, right? But he made a good point. Somebody needs to tell that to Breeze.
Has anybody ever tasted milquetoast? Like, what does milquetoast taste like?
I think it
what
just
is
means
milquetoast.
It's got a weird spelling. It's not like you think.
That's M-I-L-Q-U-E.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like neutral. You
so
know,
I know what the word means.
So you eat a piece of milk toast and it just has no flavor.
Okay. So it's not an actual like object.
No. It's not like going to take over, like going to replace avocado toast. That's what they should have, though, on the menu. Milk toast and avocado toast.
Could you put it on a nice sharp cheddar spread? What do you got over there, Webster?
Milk toast is an egg corn of milk toast.
Oh.
An egg corn is a misheard or misspelled version of a word.
Oh.
Did not know egg corn was a phrase.
Hey, neither. Some of the best stuff happens
milk toast,
when he
egg
does
corn.
The reading and he goes to that voice. it oozes infomercial. Right? This is the best 30 seconds of your life.
But wait, there's more.
Da, 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 da.
You getting this, camera guy?
Wow. All right, man.
On that note, have a good Monday.
Hey,
see ya.
Did you put the memo out? You could be a little late calling Burrs.
We don't have them on Monday mornings.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I get my days confused.
We're intimidated.
My bad.